Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 88. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 66. High temperatures reach up to 90. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-90s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Board of Education officially wrapped up yesterday with their late night meeting, passing a new law that would change the scoring scale for statewide assessments going into the fall school year. As KSNT News reports, the new scale will make it easier for students to meet their, quote, college readiness level. After the vote was passed with the new scale in a 7-3 vote, as Kansas State Assessments divided students into four levels based on performance. The top two levels of the assessment signify that a student shows, quote, college readiness. Where during the conversation, some did raise concerns about the new levelings, claiming that the move is designed to help cover up poor test scores in the state of Kansas. However, according to the board, after voting to pass the new assessment, they say that the old scale did not accurately reflect the students' abilities and that it was too ambitious. In a statement from Kathy Hopkins, the chair of the Board of Education, they say, quote, our belief is that this will be a clear picture of what kids are learning and how well they're able to show what that learning may look like.
Come to Rusty Eck Ford for dog days of summer deals. Happening now exclusively at Rusty Eck Ford. Get 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords. Like this 2025 Ford Explorer, 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees, only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150, 0% APR for 60 months. $50,880 plus $2,000 down, only $815 per month. Or a 2025 Ford Escape, 0% for 60 months, 2,000 down, only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty Eck Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at RustyEckFord.com. Stock number 252043, 252652, 252067, plus taxes and fees. See dealer for details.
The Kansas City area is prepared for an upcoming treat in the month of September, as the Kansas City Symphony says they're preparing for an upcoming performance, bringing blues to Kauffman Center of the Performing Arts with the Morgan Freeman's Symphonic Blues Experience.
One hopes that our audience is able to immerse themselves in the experience.
I have not had the pleasure of being in a concert hall yet, but I hope there's room for people to dance.
They're going to merge two different genres that seem to work very well together.
You get the power of a cinematic icon and arguably, I believe, the world's greatest storyteller narrating this in a cinematic capacity.
That audio from KSN News, where they say that the celebrity himself, Morgan Freeman, will narrate, weaving a cinematic storytelling through the symphonic blues experience, blending raw, soulful sounds with the Mississippi Delta blues with the power of the full symphony orchestra. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Gaines carries tires with every major brand and size, from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires? Gaines has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Good news for the organization in the Omaha area, known as the Girls Incorporated, as they say that there has been a boost of near $11.2 million in state funding when they say they are building a roughly $35 million new Girls Inc. Center in South Omaha that they say will be roughly five times larger than what they currently have. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that the project will be near the Omaha South High School, as a 36,000-square-foot facility is planned to fit near 300 girls, up from the current 50 that are being served on a daily basis at the existing club. The replacement structure will include a full-sized gym, along with kitchen and cafeteria, multi-sports fields, along with flexible indoor and outdoor classrooms for ongoing STEM and art classes at the facility. In a statement from Candice Jones, the chief executive of the Girls Incorporated, she says the bilingual staff will also help be able to recruit and will seek out other programs that will fit the girls, saying, quote, this is a much-needed leap forward for the program. Good American Network News.
Bad driving habits are hard to break, but good driving habits are easy to form, especially when they can lead to a discount on your auto insurance. With Farm Bureau Financial Services, the safer you drive, the more you save. drivers like you are saving an average of $321 per vehicle. So buckle up, learn more, and find an agent at fbfs.com/save. Individual savings results may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Railroad crossing repairs in Marshall County continue. The crossing at Utah and 23rd Road should be open by Thursday, and the county is closing 23rd Road from Tumbleweed to Utah Road starting Thursday until Monday. A detour Thursday on K99 at the south edge of Frankfort is planned as crossing repairs on the Union Pacific continue. Starting work at 3 a.m. Thursday morning the 14th, they hope to be wrapped up by midnight that same day, weather permitting. Classes begin Thursday this week for a number of various schools, including Axtell, Frankfort, Centralia, Washington County, and Diller O'Dell. Marysville schools, as well as Hanover and Lynn, begin classes next Tuesday, Valley Heights next Wednesday, and Southern on Thursday next week. KNDY will air a series of conversations with area superintendents within upcoming newscasts. Marysville City Council met Monday and continued discussion as to utilizing 6th Street as a designated truck route in order to accommodate heavy truck traffic that would be hauling grain to an open pit site at the west edge of a Union Pacific rail yards. An earlier request to use 7th Street drew concern from the Blue River Rail Trail and historic Union Pacific Depot. The recently established Youth Advisory Committee presented a report of their meeting and projects they're pursuing. Chris Grauer came forward asking consideration for an increase in rent of $500 annually for 2 city water wells located on his property. He noted the rent had not increased in some 35 years and was asking $1,000 annually. Council discussed briefly options of buying the properties, but backed off when it was reported that multiple other well sites serve the city and are also on annual rental agreements. Work continues on the 15th Street storm sewer project in the 1400 block of Center Street, and concrete's curing on the South 11th Road project with ditch work and sewer lines left to be completed. One Marysville had met with the city requesting renewal of their lease and control of 100% of transient guest tax funds. Consensus was to negotiate that, allowing the city some control of those transient guest tax funds for other tourism and convention-related promotion. It was noted the city does not charge rent for use of the One Marysville office building, and there was also a discussion item as to necessary or potential improvements. A 5-year extension has been proposed. The city may be in favor of a shorter duration contract. Deadline for negotiations is September 20th. City of Marysville received a ceremonial $50,000 check last week toward the housing redevelopment efforts on the Kester Block. Hannah Hasbrock is Kansas Main Street Program Manager with the Kansas Department of Commerce.
My name is Hannah Hasbrock, Program Manager for Kansas Main Street within the Department of Commerce. After seeing the project, it is a very large project. It's one of the largest that we've had awarded for the rooms project. Within that as well, how many units? It's 12 units. That's also a high amount for what we've had previously for the rooms grant. It's very exciting. I'm very excited to see the progress of it. I know that Tyler has those things in place already to really get this project started and going on its way. I'm excited to see the progress over the next year.
Washington City Council meeting Wednesday voted to move forward to form a countywide ambulance service. The Lynn City Council had approved a similar motion earlier this month. Hanover Hospital's been operating in cooperation with a Washington City license. The matter of establishing a countywide ambulance service will return to Washington County commissioners, who had asked local ambulance service providers to make a decision as to their intentions. This summer, Cattleman's Ball, hosted by Terry and Bev Acton in Gage County, raised over $137,000, with 90% of that donated back to the Fred Pamela Buffett Cancer Center toward cancer research. 10% was distributed among 18 local organizations that supported the annual fundraising effort. Hank T. Williams, age 58, of Vermilion, passed away August 6th, and a graveside service will be held at a later date in the Vermilion Cemetery with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Hank Williams. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken Alfredo, French bread, green beans, and plums. Tomorrow, salmon with cornbread, sweet potatoes, peas and carrots, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. career at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Some sunshine throughout Friday as well with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible early on Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain early on Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And still some rain possible Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 90, record high on this date, 116. The average low 67, the record low 50. Sunset this evening 8:27. Sunrise in the morning at 6:38. Sunny and 66 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 13th of August. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs, whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work. We provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
All the way to 11. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. It was last month the Brewers ran off a string of 11 straight wins, and now they've done it again.
Here's a fly ball into left center. Perkins calling for it. He'll make the catch, and the Brewers do throw their 11th shutout of the season to win their 11th game in a row.
620 WTMJ, 14-0 rout of the Pirates. Paul Skeens gave up four of the runs in his four innings of work. Mets a 13-5 win over the Braves. Pete Alonso homers twice, passes Daryl Strawberry for the most in Mets history. Roller coaster night for Shohei Ohtani, hits into a triple play. Also hits his 43rd home run, but ultimately it comes in a loss to the Angels, who walk it off 7-6 in the 10th inning over the Dodgers. Mariners edge Baltimore 1-0 for their 8th straight win. Red Sox pull away from Houston and win 14-1. Aaron Judge homers for the first time in 3 weeks. Yankees beat the Twins 9-1. Padres 5-1 over the Giants. San Diego's won 13 of its last 16. Arizona gets a 9th inning home run from Ketel Marte to beat Texas 3-2. Cleveland also gets a late homer.
Swung and ripped to deep right. There she goes. Gone. The 2-iron over the 9-foot wall and right. He's homered twice and double. And the Guardians have the lead here in the 8th. 4-3.
He being Jose Ramirez. Tom Hamilton called it on WTAM. Cleveland wins at 4-3. They've won 22 of their last 30. White Sox 9-6 over Detroit. Reds beat the Phillies 6-1. Royals top the Nats 8-5. A's shut out the Rays 6-0. WNBA Liberty beat the Sparks in LA 105-97. Wings edge the Fever 81-80. Maddie Segres with 22 points for Dallas. Her first 20-point game of the season.
Nice savings balance. Well done.
Thanks.
What you saving for? New car?
Nah, it's to pay thousands in fines and court costs after I got pulled over for drinking and driving.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you better keep saving.
Yeah.
Drinking and driving can wipe you out in more ways than one. It can hurt or even kill innocent people, drain your bank account, tear your future apart, even take your life. You're smarter than that. This Labor Day, drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to remind everyone that propane renewals are due August 15th. Don't let old man winter sneak up on you this year. Give them a call at 785-337-2446. Maximize your savings with a guaranteed propane contract and lock in your price for 1 to 3 winters with Sapp Brothers Petroleum. First year's lease payment is free for any new customer, so call for a quote. Servicing residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, treating you like family with service that'll make you want to come back.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the latest inflation report hints at a coming interest rate cut, and investors responded yesterday by sending the NASDAQ Composite and S&P 500 back into record territory. The NASDAQ soared over 1%. The Dow Jones surged 480 points to close at 44,458. Tuesday's stateside rally sparked a buying spree in Asia, with Japan's Nikkei 225 setting a new record of its own. South Korea's KOSPI added more than 1%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Tech Index jumped over 2%. A 2-year investigation has brought charges against 13 people accused of defrauding 400 older adults out of $5 million altogether. Scammers at a call center in the Dominican Republic would trick seniors into believing that their relatives were in trouble and needed money. It's back to school for Bath & Body Works. The company has announced plans to sell its products from kiosks in over 600 college bookstores in the coming academic year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. The grains market did take a deep dive all throughout yesterday. Those started the day in the red and ended the day in the red. However, for the seeds market, those did have a nice end to the trade day yesterday. Those are deep into the green. And for the livestock market, the cattle deep into the green and the hogs finished the day in the red. We'll see how these trends continue throughout the rest of the day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Starting off with the corn market, September corn down 13 and a half at 371 and a half. December corn down 13 and a quarter at 394 and a half. Kansas City wheat for September down 8 and a quarter at 510 and three quarters. December KC wheat down 7 and a half at 530 even. In the oats market, September oats up 0.75 cents at 334 and a quarter. December oats down 4 1/4 at 339 and three quarters. In the bean market, September soybeans up 21 cents at 1012 and three quarters. November beans up 21 and a half at 1032 and three quarters. Soybean meal for September up 60 cents at 281.40, and October bean meal up $1.10 at 284.60. Soybean oil for September up a nickel at 53.24, and October bean oil up 8 cents at 53.07. In the canola market, November canola down 30.50 at 650.30. January canola down 29.10 at 663.10. In the cotton market, December cotton up $1.63 at 68.39, and March cotton up $1.61 at 69.84. In the metals market, August gold down 390 at 33.49.20. October gold down 620 at 33.70 even. September silver up a dime at 37.89, and December silver up 12 cents at 38.38. September copper up 7 cents at 4.51, and December copper also up 7 cents at 4.57. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Measuring forage, biomass, and pastures has traditionally been a time-consuming and laborious process for cattle producers. But new advances in drone technology may soon change that, according to K-State Beef Systems Specialist Jamie Lynn Farney, who explains the new technology that could be beneficial.
There is some really cool research that's been going on around where we can reduce the amount of labor to be able to correctly monitor the amount of grass that's out there for our cattle. So that's what biomass is. It's just how much is out there for them to eat. You know, our typical method is you physically walk out, put a 1 foot by 1 foot or 2 foot by 2 foot square out in the pasture, get down on your hands and knees, clip it with a pair of scissors, weigh it, dry it, whatnot. And, you know, a lot of folks have been utilizing the drones to fly across there. You put out some markers and they've developed algorithms, et cetera, that will correlate what we've hand clipped into what is the biomass for the animals.
She details the efficiency of this technology.
And so we have tested it on two different types of forages, looking at fescue pastures, Bermuda grass pastures, And we find that they are greater than 88% accurate to what we get for our hand clipping. So that provides a really good option for that. It's not perfect, but when you think about your physical savings of going out and clipping it and being able to use the drone, you can capture more real time, be able to monitor across time. Whereas when we clip, we may go out once or twice a year. The drone just helps expedite that process.
Farney says the goal is to improve forage by making biomass measurement more accessible to producers.
The dream would be that everybody across the United States who does some of these pasture clippings could incorporate some autogenous type of measurements, whether it's use of a drone, or I've been working with some folks out of Missouri that are using like ultrasonic waves that you attach an ultrasonic device to the front of your UTV. And as you drive through the pasture, it bounces back the height of the grass and that correlates back into biomass. Any way that we can track it is our goal, because you can't make improvements or correct management decisions if you don't have the data.
That was K-State Beef Systems Specialist Jamie Lynn Farney with insight on biomass estimation using drone technology. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
For top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Honeyman Auto Sales and Service right here in Marysville. Expert care and maintenance with fast turnaround time to ensure your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. Don't compromise on quality and get back on the road today. This is Ty Lumley with Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You can find us on Facebook or stop by East Highway 36 in Marysville.
Have you driven a Honeyman lately?
Wanklin Oil is proud to serve the community with propane, gas, and diesel fuel right to your home or farm. Family-owned and operated, they'll deliver your fuel with an old-fashioned personal touch. Their dependable quality service at the lowest price available makes them a leader in the field. In addition to propane and diesel, they also offer tank repair, sales, and service. For your fuel and heating needs, Wanklin Oil is just a call away. 800-794-2019. They have the energy since 1926.
An ideal maturity for many garden vegetables comes and goes very quickly. Some tips for a happier harvest today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 13th, the 225th day of the year. Old West sharpshooter Annie Oakley and filmmaker Alfred Hitchcock were both born on this day. Our gardens are producing abundantly right now. Unfortunately, there is no single rule of thumb for knowing when vegetables are ready for harvest. Tomatoes may be ripe when red, yellow, striped, or even green. Peppers are mature when full size and green, but develop a stronger flavor when left on the vine longer. Green beans should be picked a little shy of their maximum size to ensure tenderness. Check your seed packets for help if you still have them. Otherwise, this time-tested method works just fine. Pick a few for a taste test. If they're not ready, wait a few days, then try again. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great, since 1908.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunny and 65 degrees. Warm-up trend continues, highs around 90. Seasonal highs on tap for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier with college football season right around the corner. The Kansas Jayhawks say they are preparing for their season with a lot of praise coming from one of the head coaches looking at their wide receivers, especially when it comes to returner Doug Emelian. His wide receiver head coach Terrence Samuel says that Doug is the team player that is needed, helping some of the transfers come in and get adjusted to the Jayhawks schedule.
He allows me to coach him hard, so the other guys behind him have to get coached hard just as well. He understands. If you're the one making the play, you got to be the one getting coached hard, too. So that makes it easy on me, but that sets the great tone for the room. So, and that's what I'm really appreciative of with him.
That audio from KSNT News, as Emelian is a redshirt senior this year. The Jayhawks start their first week of college football season on August 23rd. That kickoff coming up at 5:30 against Fresno State. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Come to Rusty at Ford for John Jay's of summer deals happening now. Exclusively at Rusty at Ford. Get 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords. Like this 2025 Ford Explorer is 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees. Only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150 is 0% APR for 60 months. $50,880 plus $2,000 down. Only $815 per month. Or a 2025 Ford Escape. 0% for 60 months. $2,000 down. Only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty and Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty and Ford or online at rustyatford.com. Stock number 25T043, 25T652, 25T067, plus taxes and fees. See the for details.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly started off this week being the first full week for the month of August by signing a proclamation declaring that the month of August as no-kill shelter month in an effort to try and save animal lives and make every shelter in the state a no-kill shelter. KSNT News reports that this comes at a time when many shelters across the state of Kansas say they do have programs and policies that are in place to help avoid unnecessarily killing dogs and cats. However, the proclamation that was signed by the governor says that it aims to ensure that at least 90% of companion animals that enter the shelters stay alive. In a statement from Julie Castle, the CEO of Best Friends Animal Shelter, they say, quote, Governor Kelly's declaration significantly propels the no-kill movement, encouraging the communities to actively participate in helping save the lives of pets throughout these state shelters. We commend Governor Kelly for leading this life-changing initiative to help safeguard the lives of Kansas's cats and dogs. The latest data in Kansas shows that 53 of the state's 71 shelters have had or maintained to some degree no-kill policies in 2024.
Strong showing for Marysville athletes with the Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team named the Class B State Fall Tournament Team. Pitchers Ty Smith and Jordan Miller, infielders Wes Anderson and Gavin LeDuc, and outfielder Grant Hafley. Again, these Marysville athletes named the Class B State Fall Tournament Team as Marysville finishes runner-up to Garnett in the state tournament at Hiawatha.
KNDY.